Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day six of your stress and anxiety and overwhelm healing intensive. Has it been intense? Probably a little bit. It's a good word, isn't it? Healing intensive. So welcome to day six, and welcome to the last 2 days of our free, amazing freeness. And I encourage you to join the full 21 days. We're going to be starting on day eight on Monday. So we just have today and tomorrow, and then the free part's over. And if you want to continue the journey, then join us on Monday. Oh my gosh. For those of you who are listening later, don't worry about the Monday part. Join us on day eight. Join us on day eight. Oh my gosh. Can you believe how much has changed? Some of you are in this early stages of saying, wow, what if I continue this? What if I continue the processes that we've been playing with? What could happen then? And others of you have already had just amazing, amazing transformations. And so my greatest wish is that you continue with us. My greatest wish is that you continue with us. And, you know, it's so fascinating because, man, I have had the most intense time lately. I've made some boo-boos in this funnel that you guys are participating in. And there were some big mistakes that I made that allowed people to get products that they shouldn't be getting. And it's fascinating. You know, I've had a lot of stress during this stress and anxiety and overwhelm program. Wow. And my beliefs are up. How about you? Usually around day 8, 9, and 10 is when, and 11, around there is when things really start to break down. But I think because this first 7 days is free and because there's so much going on in the world and the fact that we are holding an intention of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, we are addressing it directly and our system automatically goes, wow, okay, let's go for this. And, you know, our system, which is our soul, knows that it's 7 days and knows that they need to do something for you to push you into the rest of the 21 days. So I'm looking forward to all 21 days because holy crap is stress up for me right now. Wow, is it up. And so when it's up, it's just, it's a beautiful, I did that because it's just so amazing how our soul knows how to get us to the next step. Man, oh man, I am so freaking stubborn. I am so freaking stubborn. Are you stubborn? Are you stubborn with your beliefs? Are you stubborn with saying, no, but this is safer. No, but this road that we're on is known. I know what's next. I know that even though I can't pay the rent, I know that who I have to pay it to and when it's due. And instead, the unknown is before us. And we're saying, yeah, but this is safer. So we'll go for stress and overwhelm and upset in favor of not going down a road that seems riskier because it's unknown. Isn't that amazing? We are just so amazing. So what does the soul do? It creates resistance that we can push against to push into a new us and to grow the new muscles that we're developing right now. Oh, and as I share that, you know, I was a little stumped last night. I was a little bit down last night. I was a little bit depressed, and depression is something I've dealt with my whole life. And I'm realizing in this moment, as I share with you right now, that I really get that it's an opening. It's an opening to finally address that depression that's been in my life this whole time. And so for all of us, the volume may be increasing a little bit so that we can finally address at this time when our soul has our attention because we're in this group on this topic is saying, okay, let's go for it. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my God. I'm feeling a huge shift with all of us. There's a beautiful unwinding and healing happening right now. Right now. Oh, as we get to realize that, that, you know, I am not a victim. What if that were true? I am not a victim. I am not stupid. Like, these are the old beliefs, right? What is yours? You know, what, the homework for today is to pause, to find that moment of pause between an upset and a reaction. I articulated that even better than the email. Find a moment of pause between the incident, the upset, and the reaction. And that's really it. I mean, that's really it. When we can find that pause, we now have a new choice. And when we are in choice, we can change. When we are in choice, we are free. Oh, so there's this beautiful wave of compassion moving through all of our fields right now. It's like this lovely energy. If you believe in this kind of stuff, and if you don't, just pretend that you do for a minute because it feels so darn good, that there are these guides and allies and angels and archangels that are just loving us right now. And they're giving us this beautiful hug of energetic compassion. And we are just being embraced gently and saying, yes. And the energy kind of says, at least to me, what does yours say? Yours may say something different. Mine says, yes, it's going to be okay. Mine says, they're there. I'm so sorry. Yes, it's been hard. What does yours say? This beautiful energy of absolute, pure, unadulterated compassion. There are no conditions or expectations or attachments with this compassion. It is this beautiful, neutral energy of love and compassion that is moving in right now and embracing each of us. Whether you're here right in this moment, listening live, or well into the future, this energy is here for you right now. It's moving in and loving you and cherishing you and adoring you. And saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for how hard it's been. I'm so sorry. And that energy also says, of course you'd be depressed. What else would you be? Whatever emotions you've been feeling lately, a frustration, it's, of course you'd be overwhelmed. Of course you'd be stressed. Of course you would have anxiety. Of course you would. What else could you feel? When your thoughts are just so full of what's wrong and upset, and it seems that the world is creating these incidents that are making it worse, of course you would feel that way. And so we just get to feel. And there's a little voice within there that says, when you now have this moment of pause as you're feeling, the opportunity is to also recognize that this thought came from somewhere. That this emotion of overwhelm and frustration and depression and anxiety, whatever it is, frustration, upset, anger, sadness, hurt, whatever it is, it has a source. It has a moment long, long ago. When we were kids, maybe even a past life, maybe it's ancestral. There's a source long, long ago that created the conclusion about what life is, that limited the choice in that moment, that created an emotion that couldn't be expressed in that moment and got held. And held in the middle of all of that is the truth of who we are. Is that diamond that recognizes and remembers the sliver of divinity that we are. Remembers our amazing magnificence and brilliant light. And so life is going to continue to throw up beautiful opportunities until we pause long enough to unwind that old belief, to repattern that way of being and thinking. Ah, so just take a nice deep breath with me right now. And there's a really powerful healing that's happening right now from this conversation as your mind gets to chew on that, gets to chew on it and say, what if I'm not a victim? What if my soul is nudging me to a new path and I'm just stubbornly resisting? That's mine. What's yours? And I say, I'm doing everything I can. I'm doing a 21-day program on stress and anxiety. For God's sake, reward me. That's not how it works. There is no doing to get. I talked about this on the prosperity one a lot. That our beautiful minds do to get. And actually how it works is we be to receive. That's how it works. So many of us here, and listen, it's an important and powerful thing doing to get. I'm not making it wrong, because it usually gets us to the first step. And we take the next step, and the next 7 to 10 steps are usually a doing to get set of steps. And then eventually we get to a place in a program like this where we realize that we can't do to get anymore, that it's time to be in order to receive. Just be, by just being ourselves, we get to receive. So doing is, in this 7-day program, it's doing this program so that you can feel better, and understandably so. Understandably so. Doing so that I can feel better. Yes, I get it. I've been doing that lately. I've been doing a lot of doing to get lately. I'm right there with you. So let's just take a moment right now and tap into what might it feel like. Just pretend with me for a few minutes, just for the next 3 minutes. And we can tell our minds to just please go to the side and be a part of this, but as a witness, just be a witness. We're going to play with something right now. And is it okay if the mind doesn't interject, doesn't analyze, doesn't point at it and say what's wrong with it? Just as a witness, we could get our beautiful minds to just agree to that temporarily. And we're going to play now in a new energy, okay? What if right now we could just be us? What if in being us, we created more peace and calm in our life? What if that were true? What would that be like? And again, just pretend. Even if you don't think it's true, pretend with me for a moment. What if I just was me? If I could just be, that peace would be mine. What if that were true? What would that be like for you? What would that feel like? If just being was a creative force in your life that not only created more peace, but altered the circumstances as well. What if by just being, that created a field in my universe that was one of peace and calm, no matter what showed up, no matter what showed up? Many of you are sharing now that that's starting to happen. That I can just be. What would that be like? And what if in my beingness, and in this moment, we're going to put on these special glasses. We're going to put on these special glasses, and by just being with these glasses on, we can see that there's a ripple emanating from our field that is pure and sweet and loving and honorable and has integrity and is strong. What if that were true? What if that were true? That just by being, we are emanating a new field into the universe. And with these glasses on, we can see that that field softens the circumstances of our life completely. What if that were true? Again, we're just pretending here. Just pretend that it's true. Just pretend, okay? Temporarily. The mind's over there, and it's just going to sit to the side and say, all right, you can pretend. So we're just pretending here that we have this, in just being, there's a power that is emanating from us. There's a power that also has within it peace and calm and joy. And in that power, what if, pretending here, that, and again, looking through our glasses to see the mechanism of this. If you can't see, then the glasses are just enhancing your senses. That this emanation ripples into the world and softens the circumstances so much so that it's as if we're living a different life. What if that were true? What would that be like? If the power of just being us created a power that created beauty and love and possibility and potentiality and flow and abundance and wealth in our life. What if that were true? That just by being us in our true authentic self, in our beautiful qualities of divinity, what if just being the qualities of our divine self, our divine nature, and embracing those created a ripple into our world that changed everything? What if that were true? What would that feel like? What would that be like? That's it. That's it. That's right. So Abby's starting to get it. It's true now. Just by bringing our attention to it actually makes it so. So some of our minds just went, ah, that's not true, blah, blah, blah. And that's okay. You get to actually see in this moment how the mind is participating in not being true. So let's just do a beautiful session here right now. That's it. I'm just checking in with you. I'm checking in with guidance to see what it is we're supposed to be doing next here. So in this energy of this beautiful, neutral compassion that is embracing us, and it's adding extra energy in our capacity to feel this what if, just being in our power, being in our beautiful divine qualities, just being us, creates an opening to receive. And that's the mechanism. And being us may also look like it may also look like working through, playing through some of the upsets that have been happening recently. Being us may look like having grief for all the times we thought that the world was against us. Having sadness for all the times that we thought that apparently life is hard. Having compassion for ourselves for all the times that we just pushed on through because we didn't know what else to do. We get to just honor that part of us that courageously just kept taking the next step and the next step and the next step, no matter what. And as we think about that courageous part of us that just kept moving, we just took the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step. As we think about that part of us, we follow that part all the way back to the first time we pushed on through, the first time we had to repress our emotions. So we follow that string, if you will, backwards to the younger version of us that had to push through the first time. And we bring our attention to that little one as an observer. we embody this beautiful observer so that they can have space now. We can honor them with space by being the observer. So we bring our attention now into us as an observer, kind of like a guardian angel or a fairy godmother. We really embody that energy, and it's so embodied that we actually notice what it feels like to be the observer, to be in this state of neutral, to be the still point. And as we embody that, we bring our attention to where we were led, to this little version of us, to this younger version of us. My little girl is about 4, and it doesn't matter if you don't know how old they are. And we just observe them, and we just say immediately, I'm here and I'm present, and I'm not leaving you, my love. I'm right here with you. I see you, and I'm so sorry for what's going on. I'm so sorry that at your age, you get to say this and repeat after me, at your age you had to push through. That's nuts. I'm so sorry. That's not what it's supposed to be like for a 4-year-old. And you can say that to your 10-year-old or your 11-year-old or your 16-year-old. That's not what it's supposed to be like. It's just not. And as the observer, we get to say, I am willing to feel this with you, my love. I love you so much. I am here for you, and I'm not leaving you, and I'm so present with you that I'm willing to feel this with you. And yet I'm also in this state of neutral, giving you space, so both are happening at the same time. I'm feeling this with you in a state of empathy. I got you. I see you. I understand what you're experiencing. And I'm so sorry for what's happened. I'm so, so sorry for what's happened. That's it. So we're going to go just a little bit longer today because I'm being guided to do a repatterning right now with this one. So the first thing we do is we just honor whatever they're feeling, honor their emotions, honor whatever, however they're expressing their emotions. And you know, for example, my little one is numb right now, and that's all they can do is just express. And we say to them, of course, that's what you're going to feel. How else would you feel? And for many of us, it might be a memory coming in, and the memory is just out there. Okay, it's not coming in. We just nod that that's what happened, and we just bring our attention back to the little one. And we allow her to just feel and express. That's it. And she just feels. And some of our little ones are looking at us and we're saying, yeah, it's okay to feel. It's okay to feel. It's time to finally give voice. And the first time that you felt this incident that happened, it wasn't safe to feel. And so you held on to it so that we could survive. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that. I'm here now. I'm you, all grown up. And I'm here now because of you. Because you held on to this. And if there are tears there as the observer, we notice the tears and we notice that we're still giving this little one space. That these tears are tears of empathy. And that little one recognizes how powerful that is for them, that they have space to really express the feelings. And some of them reach out to us and some of them want space. Whatever they're doing is perfect. And we just say, of course, that's what you need. Of course, that's how you feel. Those are real feelings. Those are your feelings, as it should be. And now it's time to finally give voice to that. And we let them express and express and express. And we say, I love you so much. You are so loved. I'm sorry for what happened. And we also say to them, you know, we don't need you to change. We are not asking you to change. This is a moment of pure being. That's it. And we are not asking you to change. And just know how much we love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And again, you can repeat after me if you like, or find your own words. I love you so much. And it's good for you to feel now, finally, It's good for you to express and find, give voice and release that pent-up emotion. And we thank you for holding on to it for so long. Oh, we're so sorry for what happened. So sorry. And we just let them feel and feel. And we just love them and honor them. We tell them how courageous they've been. And how their brilliant coping mechanism of just pushing through, just going to the next step no matter what, was profound and so courageous and so powerful. And we thank them for their courage. And now it's time to just stop and feel and express whatever emotion is there. And for some of you now, it's moving to an emotion underneath that emotion. And we just allow them to feel and feel and feel. And for some of you, we can embrace them and hold them and stroke their hair. For some of them, we give them absolute space that they require. And we just love them as they finally get to feel, finally get to give voice to this. That's it. That's it. There's a beautiful healing singularity happening as they finally feel. And as we love them, love them, and there's beautiful love now moving in. And the love is getting bigger and bigger. And it's just they're starting to feel like they are standing in an energy of power. Now, if any of your minds are intervening, if any of your minds are coming in and over-emoting, then you must get back away from the little one and move into your observer. It's really, really, really important to let them feel and let you observe. You're the observer, they're feeling. You're the observer, they're feeling. You're the observer. And if you are struggling with that at all, just ask your mind, turn right to your mind and say, this is really important to me. I know that you want to protect me. So please, please, just be present as a witness. I want you to be here. I know that you are my partner in this beautiful journey. Please, please be a witness to this moment. And just stay, give us space as I'm giving her space, him space, my little one space. Please give us that same space. And we say that to our beautiful mind. And the mind says yes, because the mind loves us. The mind wants to support us. It's doing everything it can to make us feel safe. And in this moment, we ask with genuine love that the mind just witness for the time being. There we go. Now there's more space in our field, and we can embody the observer even more. And as we are the still point, we are the still point for this part of us. And now they can fully express without us taking it on. That's it. That's it. And now there's this beautiful field of space in here as the mind is now starting to actually understand what's happening in this moment. That by giving space, by not taking over, not intervening, transformation is afoot. And so we bring our attention into our observer, and we are now strong in that observer energy. The emotions are not overwhelming. We are observing, and they are feeling. That's it. So we witness and express and support and love them as they are feeling. And they, the little one, the younger version of us, is so grateful that we saw this whole thing about the mind. Ask the mind to just be at the side, and the mind agreed. The little one witnessed that. And then we embodied the observer powerfully so that we could actually have space for them. They are now empowered. How cool is that? And they saw all of that and are so grateful. And now they have the energy and the space to just feel. They get to feel. We get to observe as the observer, and they get to finally fully express without worrying about us. Because for the longest time, they've been worried about everyone. And now they get to just express with and just be them without having to worry about us. And that's the gift that we just gave them by allowing our mind to be in the still point with us. We observing them feeling. And there's a huge healing singularity here. It's just enormous. As this extra transformation happens from our awareness of the pattern of our mind and our transformation that happened from honoring the mind, and the mind is now honoring us. And both the mind and the observer are now honoring the little one completely. That's it. And now the little one has expressed this emotion so profoundly that there's like this energy of power in their field of being. And they start to notice the sliver of divinity that got hidden in the middle of this walnut that was holding the emotion. And for some, you actually see a diamond. For others, it doesn't matter. But there's a diamond there, and she looks at it, and she sees the truth of who she is. She sees the beauty, the brilliance, the wisdom, the fun, the laughter. All the qualities of you as your divine sliver are now in her hands. And she's in awe. As she looks at us and she says, this is me? Really? And we as the observer say, yes. All of that is you. And we remember our divine qualities. Mine are wisdom and laughter and fun and adventurousness and mischievousness. And there's more. What are yours? All of them are in your diamond, in her diamond, in your group diamond. And she's in awe. She looks into this diamond and says, wow, that's me. I am all of that. You are all of that and more, we say as the observer. You are all of that and more. You are powerful beyond measure. And with this beautiful diamond that has all, every facet is another quality of her divinity, of her brilliance, of her magnificence. As she holds this, the energy of this diamond seeps into her field of being. And as it seeps into her field of being, of course it's you, it seeps into your field of being too. And it's as if this diamond is now part of us, and yet we are still holding it. And both are equally as powerful. And this beautiful diamond of our qualities is humming now, is like emanating like a woo, woo. And yours, that's what mine's doing. Yours might be doing something else. And it is filling the field of our being, the field of this area, with such profound love and such profound joy and compassion. And it is filling us and them with this beautiful energy of the truth of who we are, our great power. And as we stand in our great power with our little one, as they stand in their great power, we look at each other and we kind of go, wow, this is cool. This is cool. I am power. I am this power. I'm the power of these incredible qualities. And we look, again, we have those glasses on where we can see the mechanisms. It's like X-ray glasses that allows us to see the mechanism of what's happening. And we watch as we claim our power, as she claims her power, and we as the observer claim our power. And we it feels like it's part of us. It's merged with us. And yet the diamond is still there, perpetuating that power even more. As we feel that and look through the glasses, we can see that there's a field around us that is of this great power of our qualities. And as we see this great power, we recognize that there's no need for protection. It's a natural form of protection. There's no need to push through because we have space now to pause and to be in choice. in our great power, we are moving, that power is moving into the universe and pulling back to us resources, solutions, answers, support, powerful support. And when we are in this moment of reigniting our power, remembering our power, recognizing our power, standing in our power with our little one, we see the power is a natural force field, if you will, that lets in only love, and anything that isn't of love stays at bay. And the love emanates out, so that anything that isn't of love, the love that we are emanates to them. And we become this prism that refracts our great power and helps everyone that we are in contact with. We become a prism of power, of our qualities of divinity itself. And so those around us have no choice but to change and transform in the face of this great power that is us. And we stand strong in this. We stand strong in this amazing power that is us. We stand potent in this amazing energy of just us. And we invite the mind in and say it, and show the mind that this is us. No need for fear, no need for protection, because this is us. And the mind's like, I'm starting to see it. Some of our minds are like, I need some evidence, and that's okay. And some of our minds are saying, I see it. I want a part of this. I want to be part of this energy of our power. I am, and the mind says, I am willing to be part of the still point. And as we stand in this power of us, we realize that life changes. Life changes in the face of us remembering, which is, shines the light of consciousness, which is a moment of awakening. This is a moment of awakening to the truth of who we are. Now, we're going to do something really special. This little girl who recognizes her power, who knows her beautiful qualities of divinity, who knows who she is, who knows that she has this natural protection, who knows that she is also someone who, by emanating this power, this still point of love itself, that she is supporting everyone just by being her. She recognizes this. So she's going to grow up in this energy. We're going to repattern her childhood from this energy, okay? So she's going to grow up from here. So however old she is, mine was 4, however old your little one is, we're going to get her to recognize it at that age, stand in that powerfully, and then we're going to add 5 years. Okay, so my little one went from 4 to 9. And now, between 4 and 9, she stood in her power the whole time. And in this great power, we already know that it influences circumstances, doesn't it? So when we are these little beings of light, it influenced everything, including our family dynamic. In the face of this energy, the people around us transformed. The people around us changed. The people around us may have sought help. So remember I talked about the universe and that when anyone enters our universe, they have no choice but to behave based on our beliefs, and our beliefs are often dysfunctional, running by default. Well, that's the same energy, the same idea is true here. We are in our great power. We know who we are. And in the face of that, anyone who enters our field must respond to our energy. And when we are in our power, they have no choice but to respond differently. So for some of you, that will look like the people who may have been perpetrators in your life don't even see you. They can't see you. There's no invitation there. So it doesn't even happen. And for those of you whose parents were troubled, there might be a transformation there. So just notice what's happening between 4 and 9 as this little one that is you grows up in her power. What's it like at school? What's it like at home? What changes? Notice it. Notice it. Notice what's changing. Notice how different life is when you are in your great power. That's it. Notice what it's like at 9 years old to have lived the last 5 years in your power. Notice what it's like with the family dynamic has changed. What if that's true? What if that's true? That because you are in your power, because you claimed and embraced and embodied your great power in as the qualities of your divinity, and that created a natural barrier, if you will, a force field of love, and you're also a refraction, what if all of that really transformed your life and the lives of those in your family? What if that were true? What would that be like? Notice it as the 9-year-old. Notice it. And just notice what it feels like to be 9 in your power. What's happening? At 9, I was bullied mercilessly. And now, that's not even close to what's happening. In fact, I'm helping other kids. I'm helping both the bullies and the bullied as this 9-year-old who's empowered, who's in my power. What's happening with your 9-year-old? That's it. Good. And now we're going to add 5 more years. So my little one is now 14. Your little one is how old? It's 10 years later. And for those 10 years, we've been playing completely and embodying our power. What does that feel like? What does that feel like? That's it. That's it. Notice what your life is like. Notice what your family dynamic is like. It's really different. And just pretend. Just keep pretending. I know that there's a tendency to say, well, what was really happening at 14? And it's okay. Notice that. Set it aside. Bring your attention to what's really happening now at 14 with you and your power. And your family dynamic has changed dramatically. Notice what that's like. That's it. That's it. That's it. And now it's 10 years again. And my little one's 24. It's graduated from college. How old is your little one? And what's happening now? Yes. I can feel that my creativity came out. I'm living a very different life. And the dynamics of my family is very different. It's quite loving. And now we add another 5 years. No, actually, we're going to add 10 years to this one. So now I'm 34. How old are you? What's that like? That's it. That's it. And now we're going to grow ourselves all the way up to right here, right now. And we feel ourselves in this energy of our power in this moment of time, and we feel the weight of the diamond still in our hand, the diamond of the truth of who we are, still in our hand, still emanating and reminding us of who we are. And whenever we want, we can look down and see the diamond of the truth of who we are in our hands. It's always there, waiting for our attention, waiting to remind us that we are powerful beings. Powerful beings. Powerful, incredible beings. Magnificent beings. And no matter what circumstances show up, we remember this force field of love that is here present. That is a natural protection, even though the protection word is not correct, but it helps our minds. And our minds are now coming on board and saying, I like this. I want to love and honor the wisdom of the diamond that is us. I want to respond to the energy and the intuition of the soul that is really this what this diamond is. The mind says, I want to play here. And there's a commitment that's made by the mind right now to have a slightly different role other than just pointing out what's wrong and worry and anxiety and stress to keep us safe. And again, that's what the mind did. It just did it to keep us safe. It's now moving into a different dynamic. And it's willing to try new things now. because it recognizes, it knows, it understands that we are in really good shape when we are in the diamond of our qualities. We are in really good shape. So our mind is on board, and something new is about to show up here. There we go. Excellent. Wow. Good job. We've created a brand new neural pathway today, several in fact. Now, I just want to tell your mind something that's really important. That repatterning that we did, where we grew up in this energy, what if it were true? What if that were real? What if? Science has proven, well, quantum physics has hypothesized. That was a really weird pronunciation of that, but nonetheless, you know what I meant. That there are multiple dimensions of reality. I've been recently kind of shown, what if what we just experienced, we experienced so powerfully because it's real in a different dimension? What if we tapped into something that already is? And that's why we could so powerfully do it. What if that were true? Wouldn't that be cool? So that repattern now takes on a whole different energy, doesn't it? Because it might, I believe that I lived that life in a different dimension. And that Jennifer is out there that published her first book at 20. that wrote songs and sang in her 20s and 30s. I believe that she's out there. What if? Now, little housekeeping. Tomorrow is our attunement. Tomorrow is our freedom attunement. So make sure you show up tomorrow. Tomorrow is our last day of this free 7-day week. And what we did today is just the start of allowing the mind to unwind into something that you might not even recognize. And 21 days is habit-breaking territory. I really hope you'll continue on with me. And after tomorrow, when we finished our free portion, you'll go on to play in the 14 days. The final 14 days, and you'll own the full 21 days. So if you go to 21daystress, 21daystress.com, 21daystress.com, if you go to that site or click on any of the orange buttons that are on the page that you're on for the 7-day free or even the 7-day paid, the 7-day paid people now, you guys are going to get a little extra gift too. So click on the button and you can join and continue the journey and really break the habit. We're just starting here. The first week, you ever go on vacation and the first week is not vacation, you're de-stressing. And the second week you start to feel better. And then like the day before you leave, you're finally on vacation. That's what's happening right now. We just de-stressed for the first week. And the journey really starts on day 8 to 21. So I hope you'll join me on that. And I hope you've enjoyed these 7 days together. And tomorrow is our attunement, so I will see you tomorrow, okay? And join. Oh, my gosh. I am giving you a little bit of pressure right now because I know how different you'll be with the 14 more days under your belt. I know how different you'll be. And I want you to join me in that journey. I want you here co-creating with me. I really do. So thanks for letting me add a little extra pressure today to get you into all the 21 days, the last 14 days. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.